In the current daf, Masechet Yesurim daf Nun Hey, begin on the base, begin to the Masechet, begin with the Gemara. Kinin Hein Toyrin. The box of the Kinin of the pairs of birds that refers to a turtle dove. Chayes explains simply how Masnad of Toyrin, whoever donates turtle doves, and that's the case that we're talking about, the Nadava, then maybe Benoisin B'Shefer Shekazel B'Kinin, he brings it and puts it into the box that's written on the Kinin. But Masnad of B'nei Yoina, and whoever donates young pigeon, Benoisin B'Shefer Shekazel B'Kazel 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 Was in the box that says the young pigeons. The next says not to begin to with more, but it's number one in the Mishnah. Shleicha tosim in this yam. Someone says chatz mobisiz. By kriven oisu b'chesk to shukayim, we bring it with presumption that he's alive. So we see we're not concerned for miso, which tastes a tingle. It's a wonder to me because v'asam v'hama asam b'gum parakal getting more, but then getting enough chazan al b'gitalz b'gemara. The lashon we didn't learn this. Elish legil gevuras only the one who's sent to get has not reached the age of gevuras. The person has not reached the age of when he's older, as an old individual. But we say Mikvur Shemayin Mishana, a person didn't reach 80. I mean, like Gilik Vur's life is already over 80, then we are concerned. But in Mikvur's name, if there's a case, wait, so then you should say the Mishunda, like the Mishum Dumma Ikizaba Zaba Mitzar Mitam Mikdash Mishmiz called Bittis Vasayim, all these individuals that they have to have these pairs of birds. Maybe Shigili Gurus, maybe one of those individuals who over 80, Dechashim B'Shamiyam HaSechem, that we are concerned when they've died. So why are we bringing from that, only from that part, the Gemara, so we're not concerned, but we're concerned that when they're older, and maybe one of them is older. This is something you can say, is the inner Svar of the Lechash Gulei, we're not to be concerned so far, because Leishchichu, it's not common that one of these individuals is going to be that old, and then he's going to die. Inam Yishlema, another person you could say is that the Hadikam Mahas and this, it says, but if they reach over 80, then no, then we are concerned. How many will we maybe get? That's specifically within that circuit regarding bringing a get. Shem the Chemed Eishes, because it's severity of a married woman. But if someone sends his Chatas, regarding that halacha, there's no difference if he's 80 or not. But Tedin, you should know, because Amasinda may be get, Kumalahasim, regarding the Mishnah of bringing a get, there it says that difference. But Amasinda Shlechatas, regarding bringing the send the Chatas, doesn't say the difference, and therefore again, we see that we're not concerned for someone dying. You're right, we're not concerned that maybe he's going to die. The concern is that if we find out that Rishon someone did die, and then you have that Taroibis, then it's going to make it a problem. It's a wonder. My time, Ahadabe, why are you backing out? You're saying, oh, you're right, it has to be talking about that Shemes Bala Vadai. Maybe I can tell you, as the Gemara had previously explained, that it's because maybe one of them are going to die. I would learn the Mishnah. We sacrifice the one who sent the carbon from Medin Ziyam with the presumption that he's alive. So stays on Mahasim, but the Gemara that makes a difference says Shema Meislech Hashin, and maybe he died. That we're not concerned. Shema Yomus Hashin, and maybe he will die. We are concerned. So you're right. If he sent it already, we're not concerned that he died. But if he's going to die, we are concerned. So therefore, we could say the reason why they didn't make a box for the obligatory pairs of birds is because maybe one of them will die. And it's Michal Shemesh Valeo. And this Tana that makes this differentiation is our very own Rabbi Huda, because the Chasinon, the Chayesh Rabbi Huda, Lubikiz Anoid, we find Rabbi Huda is concerned for the Salacha that we bring in our Sugya on the next path regarding the bursting of the flask. So you see that regarding the concern of the future, like Shemi Yamas, Rabbi Huda is concerned. So therefore, why can't you say that's the reason why you read the whole thing? You don't make the box for the Kinei Chayva. Some of the says what you can say is like this: keeping the Shem of like Hashem, and since we're not concerned with someone that maybe he did die, so im kain that would be the case. Then, according to Behuda, then now the shefar is the kinechav. You should still make the box for the kinechav. Why? Because v'chashay t'vashay the list like ruby. Every single moment you should permit it to be sacrificed. Keeping the Shem of Meis like Hashem, because not concerned that for the past, we're not concerned maybe he died. Because the taste explains it's not really comparable to the Gemara over there and Gittin, where the husband says to the wife, "Tarizik gittachin l'kadem esas. This is your get." Be right before I die. So then she won't have to have a yibum. She'll be considered divorced. The halacha is, what does it say? So she's not letting truma anymore right from that moment. Because he might die. So you see that, with Shem Yavis we are concerned. Says Tais, no, the Hasam came in the Shem Yavis did when we say maybe he's going to die. That makes the ramification right now. But Zay Sasha, right now she's prepared to be eaten. Because Shari Omasha Achas Gomezoski said 1 month before he dies. So this moment right now has a ramification because it's going to be the moment before he dies. Here it's not considered a chatzis that the owner died only when it's after the death, when it's post. Even though you're going to say everything about maybe the person died, but but right now the person didn't die because Shema Mace, now we're not concerned, and the Rebbe Shalai Kruva, then we would be permitted to bring it, and therefore it wouldn't be comparable to Shema Yamas. Here it's a situation of Shema Mace, which we're not chashina for. Kinnik says, to begin with the Gemara Nivra Dal Zuzim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Okay, so it's mixed together. Just select out Dal Zuzim and throw it into the Yama Melech, and the rest should be permitted. Appears Rashi explained, Mishan, the Omer Perikam decreases, because the Gemara says, the Omer Perikam increased, the Chasm and Aleph, the Omer Kinnik, but the Omer Perikam, that day, a pair of birds had gone down to their lowest, which is Ribasayim. Which Rashi says, but Dal Zuzim, the Meha Chattas, and that's for Zuzim, which is the value of the Chattas of that pair of birds. So it sounds like from Rashi's interpretation, the two birds were a full reiva, which has a dinner tzuri, which the two of them together are eight provincial zuzim. Nimtza chatzis, it comes to the chatzis, which is all half of the pair, is bedal zuzim, is four zuzim. Problem is, we say peg base decrease in the yudim and base in the mashpikan. Doesn't sound like the system. So the company Gemara says in the chazak from the lebedals from the fact that there was three tiers in the covering of the yarin. So the fact that Tara was compassionate on the poor person, that it's only chad mishitz vashiris. It's only a sixteenth of what the wealthy person brings. Because vashiris maisi kis vaisir besalik. Because the wealthy person brings the ewe or the she goat. For a seller, Obedalis Rivasayim, and by the poor person, it's Rivasayim. So Obedali Dallas, so by a very poor person, Nami Maisi Chadmi Yudvav the Dallas brings also a sixteenth of the poor person. So it's Taisa Amos, you see that Rivasayim is really the dinner comer. Obviously, it's a quarter of a dinner. Taimu Chadmi Yudvav the seller, which that's a sixteenth of a seller, because he's saying that Dal, which is the medium grade person, it's Rivasayim. That it's 1/16 of the wealthy person, which is a seller. Now, a seller has 4 dinar, and if so, 1/16 of a seller is a quarter of a dinar. And Ribasayim is by the poor person, that's a rive of a dinar. Now, like Rashi, who he says that Ribasayim is a full dinar, which he's saying it's a quarter of a seller, which is 8 zuzim a dinar. And that the chatz itself is al zuzi. Now, what Pravis Taisis is, that if you're going to say the Ribasayim is a quarter of a dinar, then why does the Gemara actually say dal zuzi? It's worth much less. So it says, well, I don't know how to do this. It will be a poor zuzi. Love the outcome, you're right, it's not precise. And the Ruchah, the Gemara, who the main market is normally the Gemara to say this. Pregab Nekab Erechim, Pregab Magad, today we find this in Erechim, Kabe, who gave the Acher Minu Lenifse. That us, the Kamid, Rabbi Yehuda, give it to Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei, said, Zilshka, Labi Zuzi, Ochel Alayu, Bashat Marar. Go ahead and take 4 zuz, which is definitely much less than the value of the Chasim. And throw that value into the river. And which, although again, it doesn't really mean Dal Zuzi, because again, he has to find some way of deconsecrating. It's a terminology that's used. Chaim Perik called Zaman Islam Sodom Zard of Memtesim Beis. Who gabed the Arvli Chavita the Chamed the Isurah Bechamed that he had forbidden wine. Yain Nesach. They got mixed in with his wine. Obviously, it's not Dal Zuzi. It's just a lashon that's used, but it's whatever the value was here too. It's you're right. It's not precisely Dal Zuzi, because Taisa disagrees with Rashi. it's less than that. So next says Rasul Tazgunz was the Gemara of Ketchiam Ben Akutiam. If someone purchases a wine from the Kutiams, which Taisa first points out, the Tanya guessing the Gersa should be the Tanya. That's a price of Ligasin did not in the Mishnah. Because any Mishnah Mishmakum, it's not a Mishnah anywhere. Now, since the my Perek Zayin, Yesh Mishnah Achas, there is a Mishnah like this. Shlei Nishnah Ba'ela Dibri Meir Stama that only mentions the opinion of the mayor anonymously. Now, Avgav Dibri Meir goes all yin, although Remeir, what's he even talking about buying wine from the Grafiams? Remeir says that we decreed on their wines to be forbidden. Perekam Dachun Dabav Meralav. It says, Taisah Kaim Gzeir, here we're talking about that it was before that gezerah. And therefore, you're allowed to purchase. They just have these machlokes regarding what should you do with it. Now, Rabbi Yisrael B'Shimon, who they're the other ten that we mentioned, we have got this real little bit of menachas, although they hold, as he brings the menachas, that is on the base, Tar Mishal Gatiyim, Al Shal Nachrim, that you could take truma from the Kathiyims on the debt of a non-Jew, Mishal Nachrim, Al Shal Gatiyim from the non-Jews on the Kathiyim. Because the Kutim Gerah, you're saying, because they weren't true converts. They only converted because of the fear they had of the lions. And therefore their payers is the same as that of non-Jews. And therefore their wine is forbidden to have anah, like the wine of a non-Jew. So this is bothered. Here it sounds like that they only disagree on the halacha of Breira, but they agree that you're allowed to buy wine from the Gotiyim. That sounds like it's not like the non-Jews wine. So that says Mekamakam still accusing the Parsha of the Zayis Menachem since the Kutim, they were separated from idolatry more than a regular non-Jew. Magzik Matersh Bixavan, at least they fulfill the written law. Gamas Alayhayim and Ma'ibdim. They also don't worship their deities, like they did in the first place of Mikdash. Shemhachi, therefore, when they made the decree on regular wine from a Gentile, like Gazal Shalkatim, they did not make that decree on the Kutim. Although they made the decree on their breads, like we said just before they made the gezeirah on them, so again the mutam pita masa that their wine was forbidden and their bread was forbidden, and that's the same understanding for Shimon and Rabbi Yosi. Now inami, another approach you could say is hachamayim v'metar yeni. We're talking about specifically where a Jew is, so to speak, purifying their wine, where he's pressing the grapes in a state of purity to sell it to another Jew. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi and Shimon would permit it. Again, besides the reason of Breira. Now, and Vidavka Nakat Mibeno Kutim. And they specifically say when you buy from amongst the Kutim, Mbeinama Aretz, but actually, if it was between ignoramus, is actually Dinachiyash, actually would have a different halach. It don't mean Mai, but like it's taught in the Mishnah of Mai in the end. Dibidimai, when we talk about Dimai, which is from Ama Aretz, unlike this case, we're talking about buying from Kutim. Look at Tani, we don't say, as we say over here, Oshnei Lugin Shani Os LaHafrish, the two Lugin are going to be Mafrish, like we say over here. And the reason is because if you buy from Am Aretz, actually they don't have to be Mafrish Truma at all. So you wouldn't say Shnei Lugin, which is the amount of 1/50th of the Truma. The reason the fish Am Aretz like Neshal Truma, because I'm not Aratz, I'm not suspect we're in Truma. He's a Bishal Mzakhzid, like the Gemara brings Mzakhzid of Mchazbet Al. Now, Tais says, Avagab da Umperk Shalisha Shachal, Adul Gemara says, Above the Mzayim of Bays, that Hani Kutiyu Asurmas, that the Kutin actually they do take Meiser. Now, and the reason is because the Mai, the Kasa by Raisa, Mrs. Zir, the Gemara says, because what's written in the Torah, which is Shumas of Meiser, is they're very careful. So what are we saying that, here, not only that Meiser you have to give, but even Shumi you have to give when you buy from them? So Tais says, Hani Mili Kishem ba Asim Aichal, that's only when they're eating themselves. And then they take off Trumas Maises. When they sell to others, they're not concerned about causing a stomach block to the Jew that's buying from them. Now, they're not suspect regarding theft, but still suspect they didn't take up the Maises. And the reason is, they don't consider that as theft. Monies that are for Truma, that go to the Kahanim, that doesn't have any specific claimants. So they don't consider that as theft. They also think that as long as it wasn't separate, it's not considered stealing. They also rely on the biblical law that we expand only when you're eating, not when you're selling. So therefore they have no problem selling it without separating the trumas to a Jew. Now, there's also other differences between Dubai, which is what the Mishnah over there is talking about in the Mai, now to definite Tevel, which we're talking about over here from the Kafim. But Mai, we learn John the Asla Afrish Lamacher, that I'm going to separate tomorrow. But Vadi, like Tevel Lamacher, here in our Brisa, we don't say tomorrow. Why? The Fish of Erev Shabbos, I recommend Shabbos Rashi, because we're talking about it's Erev Shabbos, like Rashi explains. Like it's obvious from the Rashi himself, is Mai. Now, b'Shabbos amas lahafish. On Shabbos, you can't separate trumas and maizes. I'm going to deny nami b'fish nes b'Shabbos. You're right. Although regarding deny, you also cannot separate on Shabbos. El b'Safi k'sachiv only when it's doubtful if it's nighttime, which be nesmashes. Nam perik b'mad likin shabbos avlam dama and av b'zak deny in the first perik. Nam it's not kiyagam. No, misin lo perik b'mad likin more than Shabbos that chov gimel meralav that my mafresh nesu arm be nesmashes. My you could separate undressed and be nesmashes. Avol, but the obvious deek is b'Shabbos lahi. It says, yeah, Hanamila, but that's only talking about Hechad Lekar Shem and Boyyayim. It's only if you didn't at least call it what it is, even if you didn't separate it, but that's only if you didn't call it even from before Shabbos. But regarding if you did call it a name, then you actually could separate it even on Shabbos. Avavadi, but definite table, like we're talking over here, but the Gefim, that's the correlation of Erev Shabbos, even though you already called it what it is, Truma Meister from before Shabbos, also Fisha, as we continue to, be forbidden to separate it by Shabbos and Shabbos. Another difference between these cases are the Gabbat Maigatani regarding the Maigatani, we learned Bishar, Meister, some of the rest of the Meister is near it. Meaning, Zesh Shasisi Meister, the one that I mean Meister, also Truma is Meister love. Should be Trumas Meiser on it, Pirish. What that means to say is, Mida Achashani Aslavish Lamachri, Meiser, one measurement that I'm gonna separate tomorrow should be Meiser. But Shar Meiser, the Hind of Tess, Yisamachlai, the rest of the Meiser, which is the nine parts, should be near it. Asa Mida Shesisit Chila Meiser, meaning the one that I originally made Meiser, it Trumas Meiser on the Tess, should be Trumas Meiser on the other nine. Because in Meiser, you have to say Trumas Meiser too. Umafish Lamachr, Asa Mida Shal Trumas Meiser, and then the next day he separates that measurement of Trumas Meisa, which is like a drink at all, but Vela is Matisha, and even the other nine parts in Meisa, Laman Dama Meisa Rishon Matulzom, according to one who holds Meisa Rishon, permitted for non parties that are supposed to get the Meisa Rishon. Ulur Meir, Dama Aslazarm, and even according to Meir says it's forbidden for a non Levain, Emu Levi, should I say, but his Levi could drink it. Avavavada Lo Yerla, but that only works for the Mai, but by definite level, that won't be effective. Because you cannot go ahead and separate that measurement on Shabbos, like we said before, because by definite tevel, even if you call Hashem from before Shabbos, you can't separate it on Shabbos, because it's like fixing. And without separation, you can't drink the other nine parts, like we learned. Aren't you concerned that the plastic is going to burst? And what? What's going to happen? It's going to come out, you drink a tevel retroactively. Then Cain, if that would be the case, you drink the meiser, the other nine parts, without separating it. How the kibbukis, and that would be essentially the bursting of the flask. I mean, just like over there, you can't separate trumas and meiser because it already spilled out. So to be drink the other nine parts, you wouldn't be able to separate trumas and meiser because what are you separating on? You already drank it. So therefore, it'd be like shes from lamafrei, and therefore by demai, you not only drink the nine parts until after Shabbos, and then you separate the truma and the trumas meiser. Now, inami, another thing says Taisus, that by definite tevel, you're not allowed to drink the nine parts on Shabbos, is that the vali tevel, who's zakuk li tina meiser lelevi, you have to give the meiser to Levi, the kaimitz is nesina, you have to fulfill the obligation of giving it to the Levi. So, therefore, in contrast to the Mai, you don't have to give it to the Levi, because it's hametz mecher elaraya. Another difference between these cases are because the Gabi Demai, Ketani, by Demai we learn, Maisa Shein B'Tzvayna B'Dremen. I have to say, Maisa Shein is in the north, in the south, whereas the Gabi Kutim here in our Raisa, which is Devin and Tevel, like Ketani, we just doesn't say north or south, Elotisha Maisa Sheini. It just says that nine of them are Maisa Sheini. Denkevei L'Makom doesn't set a place for them. What's the reason? Behind the timer, and the reason is, because the Kviyas Makom have a Kamai HaFrosha. Because if you're setting a place, it's essentially like separating it. Now, Ubebein HaShemash HaSayri, and here we're talking about by twilight, you're talking about the seventh, like you're talking about the 7th of Mai, and where it says, V'kiddush Allah Bayayim. Now, Ubesavik HaSheicha, and by this period of Bein HaShemash HaSayri, Halacha is, Ma'asun Esad Mai, you can only separate Mai, Lo Yisavadi, but not definite Tamil. Well, Ma'ay Tamanami, for that reason also, you can't go ahead and set a place for it. Like Tony Gabikutim, we didn't say, meaning from the same reason that you cannot be Kavei Makim, so we didn't learn by this case of the Kutim, because Tony Hasan, like we say over there, we say, that it's deconsecrated on monies. Ela Mechel B'Shez Miyad, rather, you Mechel B'Shez Miyad, Pirsh, what does that mean? So, basically, what that means to say is Maschel, you start. It's not mechel with a ches, it's actually switched with a hey. The hey, which means mazuk. Meloshim tzavacha mohol b'mayim. Which means to say that you dilute and drink it right away. Aval chal in the ochel, but to deconsecrate the ma'is Hashem al-man is that you can't do. Kivish le'kava le'makim, because we just said here, you're not setting it a place. If you don't set a place, you can't be mechal after it's al-man. Tanya b'tis ha'tan the mesat of ma'is Hashem. That my sheni shebechevet zeh. If you say the my sheni in this object yehi mechul al is zeh on this coin, but the kavod hamakom doesn't set a place. So b'shem the mekarshim says, oh, okay, that's considered giving it a name. They say no. Shem the tzvayin l'drim. You have to say to the north or south. And it brings a story where they were there, the Chinifnes of Balabai Zechab Exib. They went to a homeowner in Exib. But Machal Ben Yizan, he was decontaminated in such a way, Ramadan, they said, Seva Ochel Moisecha, go out and eat your money, meaning his karta mois, you gain money, but about Nabash, he lost souls because this is still considered devil. Now, even if Shimon says it is considered as having been mafresh, Yishlami the Ma'ir, it's Toma Kugan Shaman B'Toycha, which says inside, the Chashuk HaKugan Yismach, and that's considered as designated place, that we can imbalik tie it, similar to the Machalis, a belief, except the Trumas, or Meislam Perak Bakal Ma'arvin, and even the Mamazayim Abay, so even Trumas that creates that B'Toycha, someone says that the Truma of this pile should be inside of it, Shimon the Ma'ar Shem is considered designating as a name. Parash Hasim, Big Mo explains what they call Kiyom HaBetech, when he says inside, Kiyom HaBetech, as if he said in the middle. Come on, look, it's like your designated place. Look at Moshe Perez Rashi, Mechel Mechal, not like Rashi, meaning this was saying that it's either Mehal or Maschel. Not like Rashi explains that Mechel means Mechal. Because the Enyav Mechal can be said, no, you cannot be Mechal. That's another difference, like you said, between that of Demai and of Tevel, because since you're not Kaveh Le Mokern, that's actually the reason why you cannot be Mechal. But moreover, if you would drink it in this state of Chil without separating, then you'd be drinking Tavam Lamafreg, like we explained before, because you wouldn't have anything more for it to be Chal on. The wording also that says that I'm going to be Mafresh. Obviously, you need all of it to be there to do Afresh at the end. And since there's like, you can't say that this that says, oh, I mean, what Shani Os Lahafresh, that Shani Os Lahafresh, that that's only going on the Truma, and the Truma Gedayla, they have a Chayla B'lay Afrasha, that if it would take effect without Afrasha, Ibkena Sibidimas by Ser Sakol, then it would become Dimu and make everything forbidden. So this says, no, you can't say that. Ibkena, if that's the case, then Maiser Rishonami Bei Trumas Maiser. You also have, in the Maiser, you have Trumas Maiser that also makes Dimu and makes everything forbidden. And look, we can't say that this that says Ramiel Slapish is the Truma Meister Rishon Koi, but Loya Meister Sheni only maybe, okay, Truma Meister Rishon, right, but not a Meister Sheni. Why would we say such a thing? Only says one time that I'm going to be Mafresh. So it sounds like that is going on everything. And be quiet trade, it's going on at least two of them, they're quite cool. It's going on all of them, including Meister Sheni. And moreover, in the Tesefti will lend Asar Haba Machareim, that the 10 to come after them, Tisha Haba Machareim, 9 to come after them. Mashba, it sounds like Achreim and Achavis, after them from the barrel, that even Meister Chain that you're separating, that you have to, from the barrel is what you're separating it. Now, Umiwa, he writes the Tesefta and Sakhat Trumal Meister, the proof from that it sounds like that without Kibis Makim you cannot do Chil, Yeshlitzchas, you can reject that proof. Because the Kibin Maskat is Chumat Trumal Meister there, since you're mentioning the amount of the Trumal Meister, so Chashav Kriya Shem Tvei, so therefore that's really considered as designating it, for looking to give his mark, and therefore that's why you have to go ahead and designate a place. Whereas by the Tesefta of the Trumas, that you didn't say how much, okay, therefore, there wasn't a Kivis Makim, therefore was not a skull. And Morbis says Tesis, that Veika Nami Laman Dam Mesech the Trumas Perek Shlishi, Ho'ime Trumas Akrimi Menu Olav Kara Shem, says clearly that someone says that the Trumas Kri from it should be on it, considered Kriya Shem. That's not a Malkum Masoyim, it's still easy, it works. Someone doing Maisa Sheni didn't do Kriya Shem. It's enough. Obviously, you don't need Kriya Malkum. So that seems to validate Rashi's interpretation that, yeah, actually, Mechel means Machal, because even without Kriya Malkum, from the Maisa Sheni, you can Machal it. But such as Miyu Shara Kushis, Kushis, Parish Rashba, all of the questions that we asked are difficult to answer in interpretation. But, oh, the Hach Mishnah Guba by Kibis Makam, this Mishnah itself says about Kibis Makam. It's only said like this, it says, but Swain, Abidremi, in the north or the south, which would sound like, not like Rashi.